Marianne Combs from NPR News is here for the Weekend Arts Roundup, as always, on Thursdays. Good morning, Marianne.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well.
We are in the throes of it.
We are in the throes.
Yeah, and I have to say that, you know, if you can't throw a snowball and not hit a holiday show going on in the Twin Cities, so let's just dive in. And you know, I just find it so interesting that, you know, we start out with the mainstream things. We've got, you know, for instance, A Christmas Carol at the Guthrie Theater. It's been going on 39 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's the mainstay. You know, it's like your traditional, this is your figgy pudding.
This is your figgy pudding.
Yeah, you're going to get your classic holiday tradition.
Totally. Billboards are everywhere for this
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, but even the other things that started out as like the non-traditional of holiday event have now become the traditional non-traditional holiday event. So you have, in addition to A Christmas Carol, you have things like The Santaland Diaries, which was, you know, written by David Sedaris, the of NPR fame, and who then went on to perform them as a series of radio pieces on National Public Radio. They've since been turned into a show. And Frank Theater brings it back every year with Joe Leary as Crumpet the Elf.
Uh-huh.
And
who is Crumpet again?
Crumpet is the elf that works in the department store in front of for Santa Claus.
Okay.
And the truly, I mean, this is not a play suitable for children, folks. There's some really,
adult themes.
There's some definitely adult scenes. There's some deep and dark stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Here.
All right, good
and,
to know.
Yeah.
You're witnessing sort of the lower depths of humanity as it occurs in relation to Christmas
Sedaris,
and holiday shopping. Yeah. So even so, you know, that it has become the anti-holiday tradition. And then we have some new holiday, anti-holiday fare, or not anti-holiday, should I say, but just sort of off-the-beaten-path holiday fare. At Bryant Lake Bowl, Hardcover Theater, which is known for bringing literature to the stage, has a new edition of God Rest Ye Scary Gentlemen 2, four new stories for a creepy comedy Christmas, featuring The Inexperienced Ghost by H.G. Wells. Scaring people takes practice, evidently. So it's about sort of an unsuccessful ghost trying to get his scare on. And then Mr. Tilly's Seance by E.F. Benson. An English gentleman does not allow sudden death to change his plans. The Black Poodle. Can a dog come back from the grave? And Teig O'Kane and the corpse in this Irish folktale, a wild young fellow finds it unexpectedly difficult to bury a body. So these are all just your holiday ghost stories that they're bringing to the stage. And this one has been declared fun for the whole family. It's at 6 o'clock on this Sunday and next Sunday, December 15th and December 22nd. So you can bring your kids for an early show.
All right.
So, but you know, it's just amazing to me that even what was once new, groundbreaking,
yes,
and, you know, contrarian is now kind of like, oh yeah, that's back.
Kind of like the Die Hard Christmas.
Oh, the very Die Hard Christmas we talked about. Yeah, we talked about last weekend. Nutcracker, Not So Sweet, over Ballet of the Dolls. All of these things are becoming their own little sort of, you know. They've got their own culture and their own traditions now.
Well, I love it. I mean, I think that speaks very much to our, you know, particular awesomeness of the art scene here, so that kind of thing can happen.
Yes, there's room for a little bit of everything
there
around
kind
here.
Of is. I think so.
And we still got plenty more to lead up into the holiday season, so next week I'll be back with many, many more holiday
Well,
choices.
Let's not forget the whole puppet scene. What about holiday puppets?
is there any
Can you research something
puppet?
For next week for us, Marianne?
I will get you some holiday puppetry. I promise.
Yay, thank you.
Good, all right.
A promise has been made.
Marianne, thank you as always.
I do what I can.
Marianne Combs. She writes the State of the Arts blog at nprnews.org, and she joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup.